Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. I got my little man, my wingman, my boy, my little brother, Alex DePonte.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, brother? How you feeling today?
I'm doing good. I don't know why I'm doing this voice.
The energy is way up high right now.
Oh, so yeah, it's way up high.
It's crazy, man.
We just had some people in here, and I'm all excited. And
I know,
We'll wait for that for later in the show. We'll talk about it.
It's going to be off the hizzy.
It's going to be off the rails.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
So,
anyway, brought to you by?
No, well, first of all, it's number 105, Rip, Roar, and Survive. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rip it up today. You know what I mean?
I think we're doing more than just surviving. We're doing good.
We're doing well.
You
know, it could be worse.
Things could absolutely be worse.
Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Manitel Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Bayer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the
world.
There we
That's right, guys. I did it this week. Actually did it.
It's about time.
Yeah, I know. It only took forever.
By the way, today's secret word is deepfake. So you guys know the drill. What do you call it? When you hear the secret word, if you hear the secret word, anywhere you are, whatever you're doing, you got to drop everything and scream real loud. It is law.
So fake deep, but reversed.
So fake deep, but reversed.
I'm interested to know why this is.
We're going to get to
that. I know we're going to get there, but like, I'm always interested in your secret words. Like, some of them are really weird. Like, sometimes you'll be like, the secret word of the day is da-da-da-da, Tom Cruise. And I'm like, what the heck? What?
I don't think I've ever done Tom Cruise.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you've done random stuff all the time.
He's all the weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got
when we talked about Michael Jackson, you were like, Jackson.
Yeah, no, Michael. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What do you call it? Usually the secret word of the day will have something to do with one of the stories that we're talking about,
yes,
or one of the things that's going on.
Of course, it always does.
but this one is pretty crazy, and we will get to that a little bit later. What do you call it? The fact of the matter is that again, people, it is law. It is the rule. You need to yell and
scream
real loud. And again, I always hope that when it happens that you're in like a diner or in the middle of court, and you know, I don't know, something happens.
I saw somebody scream in the middle of court, and I think they were listening with him from skin.
That's amazing.
It seemed like it, because the judge said like pineapple, and that seems like something that we would say. There you go.
It's possible.
So we affected a court case. How do you feel, Brim?
I feel good about that.
I have no idea. I'm just making stuff up. But
and you just told me, Brim, can you not curse today?
I didn't curse. I stopped myself.
It was very close.
It was very close.
It was very close. What do you call it? And meanwhile, I did the world thing, like during the intro, and you got so mad at me.
I did.
You looked at me like, what the hell, man?
I know.
Oh, it takes 2 seconds, you delete that part.
Yeah, well.
It's just one of the things, right?
Yeah, it's just
not
fun.
That bad.
Anyway, so what we got on the table today?
Well, first and foremost, I want to, be very excited about that we got our first samples of the first pulls from the vinyls and the mini GHR characters, which is really, really cool. So the vinyl collectibles, which is the GHR, the four main characters of the crew, that is amazing. We just, you know, they came, and these are the first pulls from the machine, with the, what do you call it, with all the detail and all that jazz. And this is before they re-cleaned it up and put in the mechanics, and I'm very, very excited.
It looks like the cast is just coming out of a giant microphone.
Isn't that cool?
Just to give you guys an idea of what it looks like. Oh, and there's like signatures at the bottom. Are those your guys'
signatures? Those are signatures. Well, who else's signatures would be there?
I don't know, the maker of the company or something.
And then look inside the XLR cable. You see the inside. There you go.
Right,
it's
here?
It's even got the three prongs.
Oh yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I knew that.
And then what do you call it? We've got the little minis. And for everybody out there, especially the Brimstone fans, we have an exclusive Brim. So you've got the GHR and regular everyday Brimstone, and then you've got the, what do you call it, the Wrestler Brimstone. So it's an old school wrestling version or you know, comic book version of me. And what do you call it? So I'm very, very stoked about that. So there's two versions of me, one regular, one exclusive.
There's more than two versions of you.
Well, not
there's a lot of versions of you.
Not from these.
Well, not from these, but I'm just saying. You got many brims out there.
I've done a lot, man.
I know.
You know, it happens.
40 years of entertainment.
Holy crap. Thank you for making me feel older than I already did.
You were the one that said it before the show.
I know. Well, it's true. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So,
yeah.
All right. So you wanted to, wait. Also.
I wanted to what?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not Irish.
But I'm saying in general.
What, I know.
First of all, St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish.
All right, fine. I have the red hair for it.
So it's our St. Paddy's Week. What do you call it? For those of you who are, huge House of Pain fans.
You got to do some drinking, Brim?
No.
You going to do some drinking, Brim? No.
Yeah, I probably will. But for all of you House of Pain fans, on GHR this week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we've got Danny Boy O'Connor from the legendary hip-hop group House of Pain. So he's on this week for St. Paddy's Day. So I definitely suggest you guys tune into that episode.
Is he going to be doing some drinking?
No, actually, he is, I believe, 16 years sober at this point.
Oh.
So, no.
Well, rip. We should have a guest on the show and, have them drink before they come on. I feel like that'd be really funny.
I'm sure,
but I don't know if they told us prior. They probably just can't. Hey, Brim, Cam, how you guys doing?
It's possible, man. Listen, when the world opens up again and people start coming to the studio again, maybe we have our Jaeger machine in the back.
We do.
So, you know, we could always do some shots.
You guys always put coffee Jaeger in it. It's disgusting.
No, the regular Jaeger's in there.
I'll drink regular
Jaeger. And
don't
ever say that any Jaeger is disgusting. That's my sponsor, damn it.
No, it's not the Jaeger. It's the coffee. I hate coffee.
Yeah, no, well, I like them both. But, no, it's just a regular Jaeger in the machine.
Oh, awesome.
I drained it from the coffee and put the coffees in the fridge. And the new Jaeger's in there. So Jaegermeister sent for the green room one of those,
it's almost like
the mini, what is it called?
It's almost like a beer tap, but for Jaeger.
Yeah, it's a Jaeger tap.
Yeah, a Jaeger tap.
And it makes it, it makes it amazing. It's like
it's nice
ice
and
cold.
Cool. Yep.
So awesome. So
I never got to use it because Steve immediately put the coffee Jaeger in there. And for those of you that don't know, you know, not like I've mentioned it a million times, I hate the taste of coffee. I hate it.
I don't know
so,
why.
Oh, do you want to hear the story?
Sure.
Okay, so when I was younger, my dad, I'm pretty sure you've heard this, my dad gave me ice cream, and he told me that the ice cream was chocolate with chocolate-covered peanuts in it. I was probably like 5 or 6 years old, and I was I was very much looking forward to my chocolate-covered peanuts, because I loved peanuts, I loved chocolate, and I loved chocolate ice cream. And so I'm eating this ice cream, and I'm enjoying it so much, and then I bite into one of the chocolate-covered peanuts to discover they're not chocolate-covered peanuts. They were chocolate-covered espresso beans.
And, okay, you didn't like them?
I was 5.
Okay.
Or like 6.
Well, but that...
And he told me they were chocolate-covered peanuts. And I bit into basically a coffee bean. And I spit it all over the table, all over the restaurant, all over my dad. And since then, I have hated the taste of coffee. I get flashbacks, man.
Really? Espresso is not coffee. You realize that?
Yeah, but it tastes like it.
No, it does not. It's different.
All right, fine. Coffee beans.
But I understand.
Coffee
I understand
beans,
what you're
then.
Saying.
They were chocolate covered coffee beans then, because it had the taste of coffee.
I understand. Coffee is an acquired taste, but it is. I used to not like coffee.
Okay.
And then after a while, I was like, you know what? Let me try it. And then I got into it. And then I got into the different flavors. And then I had my own coffee line. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm sitting there going.
So you got into it.
You know, that's basically what was going on, you know.
Got
and,
you.
And I got really involved in, you know, everything about coffee. And
right.
I learned a lot from the company, East Coast Roasters, who I deal with. And I haven't dealt with them in a while. I actually, you know, since COVID and so forth, I put that on a hiatus.
God,
I don't know.
COVID. Messing everything up.
I may or may not bring it back, but it did sell very, very well. And people still ask for it.
I love your hot sauce.
My sauces are badass.
Your sauces are badass.
Well, I'm heading out. I am heading out soon back to, Torchbearer Sauces.
Okay.
To do the new sauce. So
okay.
We're going to do another new sauce.
So we got another new one.
Yes. And we're re-releasing the Sweet Heat Treat, which is a favorite.
Yes.
So I'm very
Let's
excited
go.
About
it. I love
Very excited
spice.
About that. But, you know, so we're going to be doing that soon, very soon. I'm very excited. Like I said, I love the opportunity to go in and, one, learn about what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
and just learn and get to sit and play Frankenstein's mom. You know,
like when we
play
went to the Mane and Tail factory, they taught us about how everything works and
right.
everything. It's cool.
It is just an awesome way to, you know, to you know, have it's an awesome thing to have the opportunity to learn how things are done.
And then we can tell our audience about it.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we're running out of time and we need to take a break.
Oh, already?
Already.
All right.
We'll see you next time. We'll see you when we get back from the break on Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we are back to Within Brim Skin.
Man, oh man, you're just taking control.
Well, I mean, you were on your phone, and I was like, all right, I hit the record button, and so I wanted to start.
I'm not complaining.
So what you got on the old topics today, Brim? What are we talking about today? What's going to make me mad? What's getting underneath my skin?
You know what? I think what we should do is we should call it Within Alex's Skin.
Maybe but nothing gets that. Me mad. Well, that would be a terrible name for a show because there would be very little things that would get me pissed off.
It'd be like sunshine and rainbows. You know what I'm
basically.
Saying?
Basically. Yeah. Yo, my shoes are rainbows.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They are.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
They're so checkered and pretty.
Susan even mentioned. Oh, but
you know, we had some guests come in.
Yes.
Some folks from Jersey Mike's, and they're going to be joining the GHR family, which is a beautiful thing.
Hell's yeah!
So that's a very cool thing. And Alex did a good. He introduced us.
Yes, I did.
Because you've been in a bunch of their stores, and you think they're fantastic.
Oh,
so.
they're great. Their sandwiches are a million times better than Subway. I would never go back to a Subway because, like, you just get a nice full sub. Like, I only need they have 7 and 14 inch. I only need a 7-inch sandwich because that is plenty.
I need like 2 feet. You know what I mean?
You need two
but
feet?
I'm me, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, so you'll get the 28 inches then. The 28 incher.
The big ones are big. So anyway, so Jersey Mike's is going to be hanging around GHR, and that's a fantastic thing. Pleasure to have them, and obviously WBS as well. And what do you call it? Yeah, man. So, speaking about food, I had the most killer freaking barbecue. I've been having cravings for barbecue, and I wound
Where
up checking out a new place. It's called Dang Barbecue.
Dang barbecue.
D-A-N-G. Dang barbecue. Like, dang!
Okay.
It was
Where
not
is
damn.
It?
Not damn. Dang.
Where is it?
So there's multiple locations. I went to the Seaford one. There's actually one out east by you as well. There's a couple of them out there.
Because I love barbecue.
It is slamming. Really, really
God.
Good. brisket, the pulled pork. Pulled pork. I love the pulled pork.
Oh, you're getting me hungry. I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Yeah, me neither. What do you call it? Yeah, because I was rushed to get to the studio.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What do you call
it? Our guest came a little earlier than I thought.
Burnt ends are ridiculous. They have this
burnt
really cool.
Ends?
Burnt ends. What do you call it? Amazing.
Is that just like, it's like the ends of all the meat and stuff, and they just put it onto a plate?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm making them purr.
And what do you call it? And then this is a really cool thing that I thought was amazing. And I talked about it this week on GHR, so if you guys want to listen to that, I go into more detail. But it's a jalapeno with pulled pork inside, wrapped with bacon.
Oh, God.
It was
that sounds delicious.
It was so good.
Oh, I want it.
It was so good.
I want it now.
You know, so I would definitely check them out. If you're on Long Island, visit them. The Seaford location is who I stopped over at, but I know they have multiple locations as well. So very, very cool stuff. So great, perfect food segment here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honestly.
You could check out Jersey Mike's. They've got a bunch of locations here on the island. I know the one in Selden is pretty awesome. Got one in Ronkonkoma, so you check them out.
And go to the one in Comac, too, because that's the most popular one.
And then the one over the Dang Barbecue in Seaford. And like I said, they have a bunch of others. So just look them up.
Man, you got
them.
Me wanting to go out to these food places right now.
Oh,
I
want to
I want to go get a sandwich. I
want to
go get me some brisket and some ribs.
Yeah. Like food is everything.
Food is
What do you call it? What does Guy always say? Music is good, or music is the best. Music is the best. That's Guy's
thing.
And
you're like, food is the
best? I'm like, no, bro. Food is the best.
Food is the best.
Food is the best.
Yeah.
Food is sustainable. I love music.
Listen, food can sometimes be so good that I'll sing. So, like, if you give me food, like, I'll make music. So, there you go.
This is true. So, what do you call it? I got the other day. So, I've been doing some days at home. So I've been doing a lot of GHR stuff and Brim stuff from home. What do you call it? And you know, I had Jasper, my pup, made himself at home on my lap, on my head, on my shoulders.
On my head.
Legit. Like, he's, you know, he's small. And, and he's what he calls. So he sits and he like, climbs up and he lays on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's adorable.
Or on my head and on my shoulder. And then he's like, all right, I'm just going to have my way with you. And puts himself however he wants. And then it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I have to hold my body in that position.
Right.
So
for
he's
him.
Comfortable.
Yep. That's how it works.
So he's comfortable.
That's how it works.
So what do you call it? So meanwhile, this little spoiled brat, what do you call it, has been getting, you know, stuff from a bunch of different companies that I'm friendly with.
That's adorable.
So like Spot Pet Products have sent like a whole bunch of clothes and toys. Like this little dog has more toys than Haley. What do you call it? then what do you call it? The other day.
Haley's not the jealous type.
No, she loves Jasmine.
I know.
So then the other day, what do you call it? We got a delivery from Alpha Paw, and they have like this. Okay, so I have a wiener dog. It's a mini dachshund.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? So they sent me a ramp.
A dog ramp.
A dog ramp. So
does he like run up the ramp and go flying?
Before I got the ramp, he was like jumping up onto the couch.
Okay.
And for a dog with stubby little feet,
he could jump, and some legs,
he jumps like super high. But for dachshunds, they have like that long, long back and body, mm-hmm. so you have to be careful of how they, you know, how you handle him. So, what do you call it? He had been jumping up and down, and you know, I don't want him to jack himself. So
right.
they sent this. It is a ramp, so he can walk his little up and down the ramp. So he was just sitting and casually doing it all day yesterday, making his way up and down and up and down and doing whatever the hell he wants.
Ramp, he
loves
the
freaking ramp. And then what do you call it? They also sent, which I haven't used yet, a little basket for the car. So it's like this foldable basket that
and he can just sit in there.
Yeah, that you like, you latch him onto. Now I just saw a video, and this is why I thought this was great, because I saw a video, I think I sent it to you. If not, I need to. It was on like TikTok or something.
I don't know. You sent me the video of those four girls, though, from a while back.
Oh, that's a different one.
I love that video.
This person's driving and they're filming their dog sitting in, you know, like having their head out the window.
Right.
And the dog flies out of the freaking car.
Oh, no.
And it was a small dog. I'm surprised the dog's not dead. But the dog apparently supposedly was fine, which I'm like, that dog is not fine. But regardless, like, you know.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
So I, you know, like, I always get nervous because with Roxy for 16 years, whenever she was in the car, she was all over the place. She loved being in the car.
Yeah.
And putting her, you know, paws up and looking outside, but I would never open the window more than a crack for her.
Right.
Because I was afraid, you know, God forbid, I don't want my dog to get hurt.
Exactly.
You know, and so they sent this, what do you call it? It's like a...
like a basket.
It's like a little basket.
Yeah.
And it's got like the little leash holders in there and whatever, and it's a...
So they can't jump out the window?
Right, so they can't jump out the window, and it's loops into the seatbelt.
Oh. So,
like, they didn't have these contraptions.
Nice.
I'm sitting here going, like, this is freaking awesome. I go, you know, because I'm looking at it.
So now you can open up the window all the way for
I can open it up for Jasper. Well, it's a boy, this one. But, you know.
Him,
so,
sorry.
So, no, it's okay. And so I can open up the window and he can get the air. But, you know, right now, I'm just super psyched because, you know, when he's in the car, we have him in his little bag. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
And he's always freaking out when he's in the bag in the car. He's okay in the bag every other time, but in the car,
he's not happy. He needs to be out.
Yeah. So he, what do you call it? So he, you know, when he's in Danielle's lap, mm-hmm. he's perfectly fine. You know
gotcha.
What I mean? So I don't know if it's a little motion sickness or because it's, you know, he's on the floor and not with us. You know what I mean? So he's feeling nervous. I don't know. But what do you call it? So I'm kind of curious to see how he's going to be inside that little case. You know what I mean? So
maybe he'll enjoy it.
I think he will.
There you go.
I got everything there, though. It was funny because they're like, all right, what size ramp would you like? Blah, blah, blah.
The
like,
biggest one you have.
No, he's too little.
I know.
You know, we don't have the room for anything too big. But they have, like, for cars and stuff. I'm like, no.
I can imagine you having a big dog, though. I could absolutely see it.
But I love big dogs. But big dogs make big messes.
They do.
And they're, what do you call it, much bigger mouths, and they're much, you know, messier and, you know, like for me.
My brother still has a scar on his stomach from when he was playing with my aunt's German Shepherds.
Crazy.
They didn't mean to bite him, but it kind of just happened.
Well, I have a bite from one of my uncle's dogs from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I went and I went to take the dog's toy, and I don't know why, but... But it bit me, and I was just like, oh, my God, I can't believe the dog
like
bit me.
Like, really bit you? Like, tried to bite you?
No, like, went to bite me, yeah.
Went to bite
like,
you.
Because they don't have kids, so, you know, when I was there, the dog was not used to having kids, you know
right.
what I mean? But the dog always loved me. I was never had an issue. But I think the dog thought I was taking the toy from him.
Probably.
Jasper.
They get territorial like that.
Jasper is very good, and I could do pretty much anything with him, but...
But he's tiny.
But he's a vicious little... I'm sorry.
You're all good.
For being tiny. But what do you call it? His he gets feral when I give him pig ears. Nothing else.
What?
He's okay with anything else. But you know that dogs eat pig ears?
I did not.
Okay. It's like this, it's like a treat, you know, for them, like smoked pig ears.
Yeah.
And you can't give it to them all the time, whatever, but he's teething now and it's really good for him for the teeth and so forth. But he just like once you, that's the only thing when you give it to him,
it's his.
Like it's he freaks out, he takes it and runs off somewhere where you can't see him, you know what I mean?
That's
or get
so
to him.
Funny.
And if you go near him and or try to move him or whatever, he like growls and like barks. That pisses me off because you've got to be able to deal with him,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
of course.
But it's just like you got to teach him, you know, because he's still a puppy,
yeah.
So, but it's crazy because I'm like, feral.
It's the only thing. Yeah.
Feral.
Feral.
So what do you call it? Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS and we'll be talking about deepfake.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Yee, come on!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman.
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in a lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the World G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone. So get ready to rumble, pals.
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Hey, what's up, people?
So, what do you call it?
Oh, I got an animal story for you. Because you said that your, your dog like jumps up on your head and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
My cat does this thing. I don't know why she does it, but like at night when you're sleeping and she wants attention, she'll like come like right up to the side of you.
Yeah.
And like she'll stay there like if you don't pet her, like, and she'll just lay down. But if you start petting her, she comes right up to your face and just puts her forehead on yours and just leaves it there, just like headbutts you. And it's so weird because she purrs so loud, and so you just hear just like while you're trying to sleep. And it's like, Punky, I love you and I want to give you attention, but like I'm trying. It's like 3 a.m. And I'm trying to sleep here. And she's like, nah, give me love.
Wow.
Anyway, that's my animal story.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, she's funny.
What do you call it? Oh my God. Okay, so, and also the other day, and then I'll talk about the deepfake. What do you call it? So the other day, I've had in the house, I have a swing sent to me from Soko Swings.
Okay.
And what do you call it?
A house swing.
No, it's outdoor swing.
Oh, it's
but
an outdoor
we've had,
swing.
All we've had was crazy snow.
Oh,
so I couldn't
yeah.
go out there and do that. And now I am not a handy guy. That is not my function.
I like
there are certain
candy.
Things that ill. Okay, ill.
What?
Ill.
No, I didn't say. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
That was the wrong one. That was it.
Would you listen to me? I like to build things and fix things. I remember when you sent me the video of me and Mike trying to fix the window over there.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh my God, Alex, you're going to die.
It was just wrong the way you guys were standing, but it is what it is.
I got the job done.
It's been super snowy. It's been cold and whatever. But they were waiting to get in. I needed the arch. The arch for it to put it on.
It's like an outdoor swing.
So they didn't have the arch in, so I had to wait for that anyway.
Right.
But it finally, they got it, and they sent it out, and I finally got it, and I was like super psyched. So I was waiting. Friday, you and I were in the studio for
all
12
day.
Hours.
Yep.
We're doing the voiceover for Viking Vengeance.
Yes.
Which is going to be coming out early next month on Steam. It's going to be amazing. So you guys can check that out. So I play Wotan, and which is a huge character in the game.
Yeah, it's basically the narrator of the game.
Yeah, and
so you're going to be tagging along with Brim for the entire game.
Which, by the way, that character is also Wotan is Odin. So if you didn't know that, yeah,
I didn't know
so,
that.
Yeah, and so and Alex did all the engineering for all my voice work. So that was a lot of work. So,
25-30 hours later.
So I got the thing on Thursday, and I had wanted to put it together. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, we can't do it on Friday.
Nope.
And then Saturday, we had other things going on. I couldn't do it on Saturday. Then Sunday, I was like, you know what? I'm putting this freaking thing together. I've had it.
And you tried to put it together, and you couldn't.
No, I did it. 95%
of
it, I did it myself. 95%.
95%.
Maybe 90 to 95% I did
okay.
myself.
Would you need like Dylan's help or something?
No, Dylan didn't help me. Haley was helping me hold stuff.
Oh.
And then Danielle finally had come outside and she was helping me with a couple of other things. So I was
good.
Got it.
So Haley is the brains of this operation.
Pretty much. So that was an awesome thing. And in terms of the swing, it was a lot of fun. It was I put it together. I was super happy about it. So now it's out of my house
because
I had this huge box in my dining room.
In your
just
house.
Just sitting there. So I was super excited. I got
Danielle's
that done.
Danielle's probably like, get that box out of my dining room.
Until she sits in and enjoys it. And you know what I mean? And that's, you know. So that was cool. And, I had to get that off my chest because it's been sitting there for like weeks and weeks already.
How big is this swing?
It's big. It's a love seat. It's big.
Oh,
and it's nice and
awesome.
Swings. It's really nice.
I really want a hammock. I've always loved
hammocks.
We've
got a hammock. I love the hammock.
I don't have a hammock.
Oh my Lord.
My dad did build us a tree fort when we were kind of young, 12, 13, 14, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And it is now disintegrated. It is falling out of the tree. It looks so unsafe, and I'm kind of sad because, like, man, I remember when we used to go up there, and now if we went up there, we'd probably break our necks.
Oy. Okay, so you want to hear about the thing we were talking about earlier?
Oh yeah, fake deeps.
Oh, nice try.
Ah,
you had me there. You had me there.
I did.
Okay, so
deep stakes.
A woman in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Okay.
A mother in Pennsylvania. Sent deepfakes of her daughter's cheerleading rivals to coaches. So,
what is a deepfake?
Okay, so you don't know what a deepfake is?
No.
So, Yeah. All right. So, what do you call it? Okay, so it's videos that are of certain people or certain things. So, say there's an adult video or whatever.
Okay,
people can take your face and put it on the face of somebody in the video and make it look as though they were. And
got it.
So this woman made like these really, really in-depth ones, apparently. She was charged with cyber harassment of child. And she, she created the false
right.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right? But it shows the kids drinking, smoking, and in the nude. So what
oh
do you
my
call
God.
It? Yeah. So
yo, what kind of mind do you have to be like, all right, this is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to take these faces of these children of the, her daughter went to the school. Is that what you said?
It's either the same school or a different school. It's rival.
Rival
kids.
Schools. Okay. Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to get back at my daughter's rivals. I'm going to, I'm going to Photoshop them drinking and smoking and doing drugs and having sex and...
Like, I can't...
What makes you go there?
I have no idea what this woman was thinking. And, you know, and I listen, you know, if the girl's getting picked on and something like, I get it. I get wanting to do something, getting back. But you don't do things that are going to get yourself in trouble or...
Is that illegal?
It's the kids, man. It's kids. You handle it a different way.
Is it illegal to do that?
Yeah, she's in huge, huge trouble. Huge trouble.
What are they charging her with? Do you know?
Let me see.
Because like I'm trying to figure out like what
criminal charges. Pictures worth a thousand words, but these images come with criminal charges.
Damn.
What do you call it? La.
I'm just curious as to what the
cyber harassment. Cyber harassment of a child.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Cyber harassment of a charge.
Yeah, don't
of a child.
Don't harass cyber harassment of a charge. Don't harass people, guys.
Wow.
Especially if they're children. I didn't think we needed to say this, but I guess in 2021 anything goes, right?
It's so ridiculous. Like seriously, man. Like, wow.
I just I don't know. That's weird.
I just don't get it. Like why? You know, like I look, if they were picking on the
girl,
kid,
yeah.
Like I can see where you'd want to like do something about it, but like doing something illegal is not good. You know what I mean? And yes,
doing something illegal is definitely not good, Brim.
No,
solid legal advice.
No, shut up. Shut up. Also,
why not just confront the parents, or like I don't know. Go to the school and be like, this is unacceptable. Like, where are the teachers? Why is this harassment happening?
Right.
Nah, just take it into your own hand. Bully the kids that are bullying your daughters. That's the answer.
I know, right? So, what do you call it? You know about Pepe Le Pew, right? I think we even
spoke
about it last week.
Yeah, he's canceled because of rape culture.
You know people are trying to cancel Miss Piggy because of that? They're like
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, Miss Piggy from the Muppets.
Yeah, I know. Why are they trying to cancel her?
Because Miss Piggy over the years has been abusive to not only Kermit the Frog, but what do you call it?
But that's
like all the guests and everything.
But that's her character.
Okay, and
Pepe
Le Pew's character is that he's, "Oh, I love you." You know what I'm saying? That's his character.
So what
does it make it right?
No.
Now, look, I love Miss Piggy, and I would not cancel her, and I'm okay with all this. You know what I mean? Simply because it's an older character, and you know what I mean? Times change and so forth. But what do you call it? The whole thing is they're saying that Pepe Le Pew is normalizing rape culture, which, honestly, I don't believe so. You know.
So what? So, like, does, you know, a show with a lot of murder and violence normalize murder?
Well, that's what people think. You know what I mean? That's
but it doesn't.
Well, they think that Grand Theft Auto makes people go out and shoot people.
But
so.
It doesn't.
No, I understand.
I don't know.
But what do you call it? So based on her, that people are saying based on her.
So then we need to ban the Batman movies where they beat up the Joker.
Ooh, you cursed.
I did, and I'm going to bleep it.
But they're saying based on her history of sexual harassment and domestic violence towards Kermit the Frog and others in different iterations of the Muppet Show, you know, that they should hold her accountable. And, yeah, I mean...
Do you know what this reminds me of? There was a video on YouTube, all right, so that... Markiplier, YouTube's Golden Boy. He was reacting to a compilation, and there was a joke video where this car stopped in the middle of the street, and then out of the car came like these four mascots. Like obviously, like just they one of them was dressed as like Ronald McDonald, the other one was dressed as like I don't know, just stupid things.
Okay,
right? And they start beating the crap out of each other.
Oh wow!
But not really. Like,
right.
You can tell it's fake. You can tell that they're doing this to make people laugh.
Okay.
And YouTube removed the video.
Okay.
And gave a strike to a guy whose name is Charlie, Moist Critical, which you always make fun of when I talk about him because of his name.
Stupid name.
Yeah, I know. So, then Markiplier chimed in and was like, "Hey, I have the same video in one of my reactions. Where's my strike?"
I remember this whole... Didn't we talked about this?
And YouTube striked him. It's just crazy how, like, bad cancel culture is getting, and I hate it, because, like, just let people speak their mind, man. Like, if you don't like it, turn it off, you know? Unless it's doing something, like, harmful, You know, then there's really no reason.
I think that that's stupid to look like somebody's jumping somebody or, you know, that something like that. It shouldn't be put out.
It was a joke. You could very clearly tell that they were dressed.
You know what pisses me off? And I see where you're coming
from. If you saw Winnie the Pooh, like, just beating, like, the donkey with, like, a wiffle bat, you wouldn't find that funny?
Yeah, no, it is funny. What do you call it?
Because no one's getting hurt in that situation. We all can read context.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. And what do you call here? Things that piss me off, and then we're
yeah,
at the
I know
end.
We're out of time.
What do you call it? It's guys like there's those two Indian guys or whatever that they go and they pretend to kidnap people.
Oh no, those are messed up.
If I ever saw those guys in person, up. I'd beat the snot out of them.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't.
That's
do that.
That's not funny. That's not cute. That's not you don't do things like that.
The reason I think you really can't do things like that is because, what is it? There was a prank YouTuber that took that way too far. Like, they did it to one of their friends without telling the friend, mm-hmm. and the friend, like they almost had, like, a heart attack,
it's
like,
wrong.
On video. Like, they were genuine. I think they have, like, PTSD now.
Craziness.
Like, they thought they were going to die. Like, then that's messed up.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't we
anyway.
Do... We're out of time. Listen, guys, make sure to rate, review, subscribe. As always, hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you
next week.